Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Caroline wanted answers, and we got answers for Caroline.
You're not saying it right.
Caroline.
Thank you.
A couple of years ago, Caroline's husband and her best friend had an affair. Best friend couldn't keep it in her pants, and neither could her husband. So they had this affair that was super, super obviously very hurtful. She worked very hard to get things right with her husband, but she's lost a best friend. And she's not entirely settled with the whole situation all these years later. So she didn't want to reach out to her best friend. So she asked us to reach out to the ex, the former best friend, the one that couldn't keep it in her pants, and answer some questions that she still felt like were in her heart. I have that right, Caroline?
That is correct.
Okay.
She's got thoughts that are keeping her up at night. She's answering questions differently. And she needs some specifics to hopefully put this to bed.
And well, do you have to really?
Really?
Bed thing?
Put her mind at ease.
Put her mind at ease.
Just my bad. No sensitivity.
My bad.
So, Caroline, I think Mo asked a very interesting question that you answered honestly. Like, is this you reaching out to her to say, hey, if you still kind of want to be best friends, I'm missing you. But in all honesty, you could never bring her around your husband ever again, could you?
No, I mean, maybe. I don't know, guys. This is so, like, every single day is different for me. I think I might feel different after I hear her answers, mm-hmm. or maybe I'll be worse. It really depends on how she's gonna answer them.
I can assure you that you will either be better or worse after this.
Wow, how prophetic.
You will not be the same. All right, Tommy, you want to take it from here? Tommy is our studio director, and he's the one that does the heavy lifting here. He reached out to her and asked all the questions that you wanted.
He is the show director. He doesn't like it when you call him studio director.
Sorry, show director.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, Tommy.
All right, so I reached out to Michelle. That's what we're calling Caroline's former best friend. And Michelle did not want to answer our questions. She did not want to play our radio games, but I had to throw on a little Tommy Southern charm. And I did that, and I convinced her to answer via email because she wanted to think about her answers and devote a little time to it. So that's what we did.
I can respect that.
And I asked Caroline for 5 questions. She gave me 7. So these are the 7 questions and the 7 answers.
Question 1, why couldn't you keep it in your pants?
What specifically were your feelings towards my husband? Was it merely a physical connection as he described, or was there an emotional element too? Whew. She said, honestly, initially it was purely physical, but I did start feeling an emotional connection. It wasn't love, but a sense of companionship that I can't quite describe. I think it became a place of comfort in a weird way. I was depressed about several things, and he took my mind off of things. I can't speak for him, but I think it was similar.
Okay, so let's pause there for a second and hear your response to that response.
Okay, we're all human. She never told me that she was going through something like a depression, so that's new to me. But I'm glad to, I guess, not glad, but more at ease to hear that it was just a physical thing for her in the beginning, I guess. And, you know, she's a woman and I'm a woman and I get it. Like, somebody you're with, you're going to, you know, naturally just get a bond with if you're sleeping together. I get it.
It's so different how men and women process this answer differently. Yeah. Because if Tiffany and I, if she had an affair and she came back to me and she said, I just want to let you know that it was just physical. Like, I wasn't attracted to you physically, but somebody else came in and they satisfied my physical needs. That's the worst thing she could say.
It wouldn't feel like a win.
Not at all. No, it wouldn't feel like a win. I mean, it's equal to me as an emotional fairy. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. All right, question number two, Tommy.
What prompted you to betray our friendship? Michelle said, I swear it wasn't a planned betrayal.
I hope not.
It was all wrong, but it was never planned to hurt her. It wasn't planned and totally unexpected, but then one wrong decision led to another.
How you feel about that?
Not a planned betrayal. Wow.
I don't even know what that means. Like, so she didn't have it on like her to-do list.
Well, she really didn't answer the question.
No.
Like, yeah, what prompted you to betray our friendship? I mean, I guess the last line, one wrong decision led to another. So it's just a series of wrong decisions. But it's like, I understand what you were asking. Like, what made you think our friendship was worth sabotaging to sleep with my husband?
Yeah, let me answer it for her. Complete and total selfishness.
Okay, there's that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that also makes me ask, like, did you initiate this or was it him?
Well, you should have asked that
too
question.
Too late for that.
All right. The next question, were there any instances where you felt guilty or reconsidered your actions? And Michelle said, I always felt guilty and I knew I should stop. I can't explain why I didn't.
Wow, that's, no. I mean, if you're guilty, you know you're doing something wrong. And we were talking during those 4 months. She was my best friend. Okay, like, every time you talked to me on the phone, like, wasn't that horrible to hear me, like, just tell you about how much stress I was going through, and then that night you're going to go see my husband? Like, what? That just makes me really angry. Very angry.
The next one was a big question for me. Did anyone else know about the affair while it was going on? She says yes, but I don't want to say who. They are not at fault. Only he and I are to blame.
Whoa. Now you're going to have more questions.
Yes.
So you're going to be wondering who around you knew about this.
Are you in a girl group that is tight?
I'm just thinking. It could be probably like the, wait.
That's like the worst possible answer.
It really is.
Because now you're going to be looking at all your girls, right? Or whomever, coworkers or whatever, like somebody new. And now you're going to be looking at them all side-eye.
Exactly. Well,
head's spinning.
After you excommunicated her, did you tell people the reason? Like, or have you kept that close to the vest, close to the chest?
Well, I'm very close to her brother. Not in that way, guys. Yeah. No. But, you know, now I'm thinking it was him. She must have said something to him because he knew about it.
But you're assuming.
I'm assuming, yeah. I don't know.
Next question. There are three left, by the way. What did you hope to achieve from this affair? She said, there was no end game or motive. It wasn't about achieving something. It was two lost individuals finding something they needed in the other person, albeit in the most inappropriate and hurtful way. I can't say what I was hoping would happen in the end. I wasn't thinking logically. I know I didn't hope our friendship would end.
It sounds like, yes, she was lost because how can you do this to your best friend? Mm-hmm. Also, you know, you're having an affair with a man that's married. What do you think is going to happen to his marriage? She was honestly being very selfish. Very selfish.
Mm-hmm. All right, two questions left. Was the relationship only 4 months long, as I was told? She says, for the most part, yes. It ended when you found out. While most of it had begun 4 months earlier, there had been one time many years ago, but that was before.
I can't hear you guys again. It's happening.
No.
What? It's happening where I can't hear you. I don't know if it's played on the timer.
Look at God.
It's like you don't want to hear this.
Hello, guys. I can't hear you.
Okay. Turn her down because she can't hear us. So
I'll just give the answers and I'll call her and give her the other two.
That's horrible.
Would you want me to call? You want to talk amongst yourselves and I call her back?
Yeah, get her back on. Right, I don't want to like talk about her while she's not here or not talking about her.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
This whole thing sucks, man. I don't know what good could have come out of it, but this just sounds way worse now.
Yeah, I think this has made everything worse.
The fact that it's actually possible to her to forgive her friend is what's really throwing me for a loop.
I don't think. Right?
There's no way.
No. There's absolutely no way. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if after hearing all this information, it actually prompts her to want to actually end her relationship because...
Her marriage?
Her marriage, yeah. If I had found out... Because this is what's really doing it for me. The part where she mentions... or the part where Tommy just mentioned that it had happened one time earlier. The fact that this has been going on longer than 4 months and it wasn't just like a void they were filling for a specific amount of time seems like there was something lingering for much longer.
Caroline, you there?
Yes, I'm here. And that's exactly how I feel too.
Okay, so
I can't.
I think, I don't know if you caught this or not, but this is only going to make it worse. She said that there had been one time many years earlier. It was before you guys were married, and they both vowed that it would never happen again. And then somehow, some way, you know, it did.
All right, that's horrible because now I'm thinking, am I just like the second choice? Were they always a thing before me? And then it just, for some whatever reason, didn't work out. And my husband decided to just pick me out as second choice because he always wanted her.
And the last question you had for Michelle, your former best friend, have you had any contact with him since then? Michelle said there was one instance a few weeks after everything came out where he reached out to ensure I was okay given the circumstances. But beyond that, there's been no contact, neither initiated by him nor by me.
Well, that is a lot to process right there.
Yeah. I'm going to take back what I said about the forgiveness. I'll just start there because I wasn't thinking, I mean, I think I was hoping that she would just tell me it was all physical and it was just a mistake and I was going to forgive her because we all make mistakes and it was only 4 months, but now I found out it was actually before the 4 months. And
yeah, I think you got to circle back with hubby here also and go, okay, there's some stuff here. You weren't 100% with me. Let's just do this right now.
And some things are mistakes, Caroline, and some things are choices. And they made a choice.
They did. You really are clearing that up in my mind. And believe it or not, you guys actually gave me some like relief because now I understand this is not just a mistake. It's not, it can't be. They definitely had this already in their minds, in their hearts. And I need to talk to my husband.
Okay, we'll let you go. Okay. If you feel like reaching out to us again and telling us how it all went, please let us know. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely will be reaching out.
All right, bye-bye. I would not suggest doing that for any other listeners.
No.
That's not going to end up well, especially in a situation like that. All right, it's The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.